after being down by 11 at the half. Outscored them Henry, a big girl inside wearing number 35, senior, and Savannah Holt will start at guard wearing number 2. Starting lineup for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight, it'll be Abby Bowers, the senior, Riley Davis, the freshman, the outstanding freshman who leads the team in scoring and rebounding. Caden Hillis, the junior, wearing number 15, Allie Curley, a junior, and the senior, Riley Pierce. And Riley and Allie have really been coming on lately this year. And Abby Bowers, her scoring has picked up over the last couple of weeks. And I expect Abby going to have a really good night tonight here as she is trying to win a SCA championship for the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the 2024-25 basketball season. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more Thayer Lady Bobcats and Liberty Lady Eagles tip-off just a couple minutes away on the Ecom Sport Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paints and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
We're back here at the Liberty High School as the senior recognition continues here before the ball game. Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Liberty Lady Eagles, first of our doubleheader for you on a Saturday afternoon. I want to say thanks to some of the boosters helping bring you Thayer Bobcat basketball. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Platte Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Oak Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company. Just some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back with more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Lady Bobcat pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm back at the Eagle's Nest here in Mountain View Birch Tree. We continue with the senior recognition ceremony. We'll have this between the girls and boys game for the boys coming up a little bit later on. And all five seniors will start for Coach Desi Smith and assistant coach Toby Tippin for the Liberty Lady Eagles, by the way, Fair Bobcats. Of course, coached by Denny Young and Charlie Ballard. Folks, I expect this is going to be a dandy this afternoon. These two teams playing for the SCA title. Both are undefeated in conference play. Now, neither team has played in about a week because of the weather, all the games earlier this week. And this game actually was scheduled for this past Thursday night. But remember Thursday night, they postponed it to Friday. And then Friday morning came, they said, you know what, we better wait and play it on Saturday afternoon. So that's why we're here on Saturday afternoon. All right, again, Fair Lady Bobcats, Liberty Lady Eagles coming up in just a couple of minutes. You stay with us. We'll continue with more of the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Fair Lady Bobcat pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paints and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm. The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
And we're back as we continue with the senior recognition. Just about to finish that up here at Liberty High School as we get ready for this afternoon's game. And again, can't stress enough, this is a big one. The SCA Championship will be decided tonight. Both these teams are 6-0 in SCA conference play. Fair Lady Bobcats 18-5 overall. Liberty Lady Eagles are, they are 17-8 overall. And again, both teams are 6-0 in conference. All right, so it looks like they're about to wrap up this ceremony here. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game, including Forest Lutheran and Thayer and Ash Flat, active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Walmart Store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, along with Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, and the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, American Family Insurance Agent, Jesse Tucker of West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC in Catering and in Thayer. 417-280-7466 is the number to call. And I can tell you, Big D's actually brought us lunch at the radio station yesterday, and it was phenomenal. Potato salad, beans, and ribs, and those ribs were falling off the bone tender, and I don't know what kind of barbecue sauce he has, but it was fantastic. Again, they're about to wrap up the senior activities here, and we should be ready for our tip-off here in just a couple of minutes. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
And we're back here at the Liberty High School. They've just concluded the senior recognition, this being the last regular season home game, and we're just about ready for basketball. Hope you've enjoyed today's Thayer Lady Bobcat pregame show, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. And stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, of course, the Community First Banking Company halftime report. And we're about ready to get this game started. Both teams have completed their warm-ups, and let's take a look again at the starting lineup. First up for your Thayer Lady Bobcats, will be number 12, the senior Abby Bowers, who just joined the 1,000-point club in her career last week. Riley Davis, the freshman. Caden Hillis, the junior. Allie Curley, the junior. And the senior, Riley Pierce. That's how we'll start it today for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And for the Liberty Lady Eagles, it'll be senior Hadley Channing, senior Ella Phipps, senior Corey Land, Ashlyn Henry, a senior, and senior Savannah Holt will handle the ball out front for your Liberty Lady Eagles. I'm waiting for the officials to come on the court. We're about ready to get this one started this afternoon. Doubleheader of basketball coming up later. The Thayer Bobcat boys and Liberty Eagles, which is always a dogfight when those two get together. It's the same way here with the girls. A lot of tradition. Thayer Lady Bobcats have won this contest 3 years in a row. And here's the really odd thing. They're playing the last regular season game of the year against the Liberty Lady Eagles. These two teams are the number 1 and 2 seeds in the district, which means if things stand true to the district seedings, they They'll play again 1 week from today for the district championship. But again, a lot of basketball will be played between then and now. We'll see them get a little final words of encouragement from their coaches as we get ready to get this one started. This afternoon, Thayer Bobcat boys made the trip up early. They're here. They want to watch as the Thayer Lady Bobcats battle the Liberty Lady Eagles for the SCA Championship. And by the way, and we'll talk about it more during the Bobcat boys game, but if the Thayer Bobcat boys win today, that will guarantee them at least a share of the SCA title because the Mountain Grove Panthers have one loss, and they are playing Willow Springs today. So it's Mountain Grove, the team that beat Thayer. Of course, Thayer beat Willow Springs. Willow Springs has lost a couple of games in the conference. Liberty Eagles have lost two games in conference play. So for the Liberty Eagles, not a whole lot this afternoon as far as getting a piece of that SCA championship, but finished in the top half in what's been a very competitive season of SCA basketball would be a big deal. All right, they're going to announce the starting lineups, and then we'll get the tip-off going. We'll step away one more time. We'll be back with more Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back. We're ready for basketball. Pre-game activities are all completed. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthy Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Lady Bobcat pregame show. And now, set for the tip-off, Abby Bowers in the center circle for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Corey Lind in the center circle for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And the game for the SCA Championship is underway. Thayer Lady Bobcat win the tip. And Riley Davis brings the ball up out of the backcourt. Liberty going to step back and play a little 2-3 zone, it looks like. Davis handles the ball top of the key for Thayer. Swings it left side to Curley. Up top to Hillis. Hillis brings it right side to Pierce. And now Abby Bowers. Bowers on the right wing. Skip pass to Curley on the left. Now going to Hillis down the low block. Hillis going to the basket. Has her shot blocked by Lind. And the loose ball comes down to Ashlyn Henry. Here come the Lady Eagles of Liberty High School. Channing gives it up. Long shot on the way. It's good! The number 24, Ella Fitz. Ella Fitz for the three. And the Liberty Lady Eagles break out on top. There, Lady Bobcat. Long pass up the court to Pierce in the corner on the left side. Out front now to Bowers. Bowers swings it right side to Davis. Lady Bobcat freshman will back it out with a dribble and set the offense from there. Takes it with a left-hand dribble. Wanted to go left, now right. Goes left and gives it up to Hillis. She'll swing it over to Pierce. Pierce down the corner to Curley. Back out to Pierce around the horn. Now to Davis on the left. Long three-point shot is up. Rattles in and out. No good. Hillis with a rebound. Gives it to Bowers. Short jumper in the lane. It's good. Abby Bowers on the board for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No full-court pressure by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kind of surprises to be here early. 6:42 to go, first quarter just underway. Thayer down one, Liberty with a basketball. Channing with it, takes it to the right side, gives it up there to Holt. Holt has the ball poked away by Pierce. She gets it back, goes down to the baseline, gets double teamed, and tries to shuffle it through, and the ball is stolen by Davis. As you know, it was Hillis, and we get a held ball call as Hillis gets tied up by Lind, and the ball will belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles. First substitution of the afternoon, Jaylee Tharp will check into the game in place of Savannah Holt. Liberty running the inbound play, got it to Chowning. Chowning on the left wing, gives down the corner, and now they bounce it down low to Lind. Lind up with a shot, no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Corey Lind, who is signed to play volleyball at Lyon College down in Batesville. Outstanding athlete. She'll go to the free throw line. The basket was no good. Shoot two. Foul is on Allie Curley of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First free throw is up for Lind and good. I mention all the time, Curley probably most improved player for the Thayer Lady Bobcats this year. If you have to give a most improved to the Liberty Lady Eagles, it probably would be the senior Corey Lind. Second shot for her is up off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long. Davis has got it. Thayer down by two. 4-2. The score. Bowers with it. Gives it up the floor to Curley. Curley out to Davis. She'll try another long one. It's good. Riley Davis with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats break out on top. 5-4. Here's Challing looking to go down the lane. Gives the ball off to Lind. Lind up with a shot. And she gets fouled again. She'll go back to the free throw line. So the Liberty Lady Eagles forcing the ball in the middle, and the foul's going to be on Riley Pierce. Will be her first of the game. That was a good pass by Hadley Chowning over to Lind, cutting down the right side of the lane. Lind puts the free throw up, and it's good. So Corey Lind now with 2 points, both from the free throw line. She is 2-for-3. Ties the game at 5, shooting for the lead here. This one is up, and no good. Rebound, Caden Hillis for Thayer. Hillis drives out of the pack with the ball up the middle of the court, all the way to the top of the key. Little jump pass over to Curley. Curley steps inside the defense, shoots a 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Riley Pierce for Thayer. Gets it back out to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate in the lane, bounces it down inside for Curley. Ball poked away and out of bounds by the defense. Edley Thayer, the Lady Bobcat ball, they'll inbound down under the bucket with 5:39 to go in the first quarter. Another substitution for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And number 11 will check into the ballgame. And number 11 for Liberty is Delaney Ellett. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to Hillis. Hillis makes the drive down the baseline, gives back to Davis. Now that's Bowers for three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Ellett for the Liberty Lady Eagles, number 11. Liberty with the ball in a tie game, 5-5. Thayer Lady Bobcats have really turned up the pressure defensively here in the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Here's Chowning, bounces it over. Shot is up. A three ball is good. Number 3, Jaylee Tharp hits a three-pointer, and Thayer down by 3 with the ball. They get it to Bowers from the elbow. Puts up a shot. No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Abby Bowers being aggressive offensively. Caught that ball immediately. Went up for the shot. She is fouled by Corey Lind. That'll be the first on Lind this afternoon. And the first team foul on the Liberty Lady Eagles, and Abby Bowers hits the free throw. Makes it an 8-6 ball game. And here's Henry back in the game as Lind will go out for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Bowers back to the line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Abby Bowers with 4 points early, and Thayer back within one. Liberty with the ball. 8-7 our score. Thayer now throws on the 2-2-1 press. Liberty breaks it. Got it down inside to Henry. Henry up with a shot, and that's good. Ashlyn Henry, the senior, as Liberty beat the press. Thayer quick down the other end. Ball inside to Hillis. Her shot, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Henry cleans it up for the Liberty Lady Eagles and gives to Chowning. 3-point Liberty lead. Thayer still with backcourt pressure. They get the ball up across the timeline to Holt. Holt to Chowning. Now on the left side, 3-point shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Davis for Thayer. Davis and Hillis on the 2-on-1. Davis threads the needle to Hillis. Her shot is blocked and goes out of bounds, but a foul whistled on the play. And Caden Hillis will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul this time is going to be on number 3, Jaylee Tharp, will be her first and the second team foul on Liberty. First free throw is up for Hillis and no good. Bounces off the left side of the rim. 4:23 to go. Another substitution for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Like number one, Jordan Toon has checked into the game. Second free throw is up for Hillis. No good. Rebound is tipped out and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I think Abby Bowers thought she had somebody there, and she did not. Thayer again with a 2-2-1 pressure. Full court. 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down three, and Chowning races up the court, weaves through the defense. I guess the ball to high post to Henry. Henry looking for a shot, couldn't find it. Feeds it outside for Phipps. Phipps up with a shot, no, but a whistle and a foul on the play on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul's on number three, Riley Davis. That'll be her first and the third team foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So officials trying to keep this one clean. First free throw is up and good for Ella Phipps. Phipps now with 4 points. She leads the Lady Eagles in scoring. Lady Eagles with a four-point lead now, 11-7. Now the free throw is up, and that one is good for Phipps. 5 points for her to lead the Lady Eagles early on, 12-7. They are down by five with the ball. Riley Davis steps into the front court, feeds it off and around the horn to Pierce in the corner. Pierce gives to Hillis, cutting down the lane. Kind of back down to defender, gets it back out to Pierce, and now Bowers. Bowers on the left side wing. She looks to penetrate, kicks it out to Pierce. She couldn't hang on to the pass, and is taken away by Tharp. Tharp dribbles up the floor. Should have been a carry, no call. Got across the timeline and gives it up for Chowning. 12-7. They are down five. Chowning with the ball. Has a little trouble with it. But maintains control. Gives it now high post to Henry. Henry going to a cutter and lane. Back outside to Chowning for three, and it's good. Adley Chowning with her first bucket of the night. The Thayer Lady Bobcats call a timeout. Coach Denny Young wants to talk about it. 15-7. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by eight with 3:26 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Now back at the Liberty High School, the Eagles nest here high above the floor. Always love coming here and broadcasting games. A lot of these folks, a lot of folks I knew before we got started today. 15-7 is our score. The Liberty Lady Eagles having a good first quarter shooting the ball. Hadley Chowning and Ella Phipps and Jaylee Tharp have all hit three-pointers. 9 of the 15 points for the Liberty Lady Eagles have come from the three-point line. Thayer Lady Bobcats have struggled to score, only 7 points so far in the quarter. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Have to go length to the floor and a little bit of backcourt pressure now by Liberty. Bowers and Pierce playing catch, and now they get across court to Hillis, who crosses the timeline. Hillis to the top, to Bowers for three. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Liberty, and the Lady Eagles are getting everything off the rim. Here comes Chowning down the middle of the lane, hangs in the air, shoots, couldn't score, gets her own rebound, back up with it in the air. Adley Chowning has now decided she's taking over this game right now. 10-point Liberty lead, Thayer with the ball. Bowers and Davis in the backcourt get across the timeline. Bounce pass down low to Hillis, wide open under the bucket for two. Caden Hillis with her first two of the game. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Liberty inbounds the ball. Out to Tharp, now over to Chowning. And defense backs off a little bit. Chowning handles it in the backcourt. Finally gets it through the middle of the court. He's over to Tharp. Tharp. Out on the perimeter, pass right side, stolen by Hillis. Hillis and Davis on the two-on-one. Hillis to Davis for the layup. Davis now with five in the game, and Thayer sets the lead back to six with 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Again, full court pressure by Liberty. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by Coach Smith of the Liberty Lady Eagles. 2:18 to play in the first quarter. Thayer down six, 17-11. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Well, back after the timeout, Coach Smith, Jesse Smith, wanted to call that one. Her team was struggling against the Lady Bobcat Press. And Thayer kind of pulls it off now. And we'll pick up at half court. Counting races across the timeline on the dribble for Liberty. Pulls up out top. Feeds the ball over to number 11. That is Ellett. Ellett in the lane. Throws up a shot. It's good! Number 11, Ellett with two. Back up to a 8-point lead for Liberty. Thayer with the ball in the corner. Hillis. Driving the baseline, now brings it back out to the corner on the dribble. Oh, Riley Pierce. It looked like to me she stepped out of bounds, but no call by the official. Thayer looking at the cutter in the lane. That's Bauer. Turns, shoots. It rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer having trouble finding the shooting range so far in this one. They got it out front. Liberty does. They give it to Ellett. Ellett into the lane. Now back outside. Pass deflected, but picked up by Chapman. Downing, guarded by Hillis. There's a cross-court pass. Pulled down. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Bowers for Thayer. Lady Bobcats on a three-on-three. Got up to Davis. Squares up a three. In and out. No good. Rebound Curley. Back out to Davis on top. Around to Pierce. Down the corner to Hillis. Takes the three. Drives the baseline. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound comes out long. There's a scramble on the floor. We get a held ball. And possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. On the alternating possessions, and another substitution here for Liberty, number 22, checking in the ballgame. As number 2, Holt, will check out. 22 is Shelby Holt. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it in the corner. Now front to Hillis. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by 8. Bobcats looking around, pass down in the corner, deflected by Holt, and goes out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Good ball game so far. And it looks like Thayer Lady Bobcats wanting to make a substitution here. Savannah Wheeler checks in. Allie Curley will come to the sidelines. Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer inbound right in front of the Liberty bench. Got it into Bowers. Over to Hillis. She'll fire a three, and it's up the front rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Liberty. They get it out quick to Channing, up the floor. Wide open for a three. It's good. You can't let Hedley Channing have 10 feet. Nobody on her. Here's Pierce on the other end for Thayer with a long one. No good. Rebound. Bowers goes back up. Couldn't score. Rebound gets on the floor. Taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Holt got it. Off to Channing. Dribbled it off her foot. Picked it up in the lane. Shoots and scores and gets fouled on the play. Hadley County has taken over the game. Foul will be on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I believe it'll be Riley Pierce. Yes, it is. Riley Pierce called for her second of the first quarter. And Hadley County now with 10 points in the ballgame will shoot for number 11. First one is up and no good off the front rim. Bowers down with the rebound. Thayer Lady Bobcats need a bucket here now down by 13. Bowers into the free throw circle. Gives it back out to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate in the lane, throw the shot up, blocked by Henry, picked up by Channing. To Henry, leading the charge on the break, pulls up the dribble, and is going to get fouled. They'll be on Riley Pierce, that'll be number 3 on Riley. She's going to go to the Lady Bobcat sideline. Riley Pierce picks up her third. 2.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Liberty has dominated and leads it 24-11. Ashlyn Henry going to the free throw line. That was the 15th foul on Thayer, so Henry will shoot 2 free throws. Trying to make it a 14 or 15-point advantage at the end of a quarter. First free throw is up and good for the senior, Ashlyn Henry. Now Allie Curley checks in. Riley Pierce is out for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. In foul trouble with 3. Probably won't see Riley again until late in this game. Now the free throw for Henry is up. This one is good. Ashland's got 4, 15-point lead. Thayer Bowers from half court can't hit the shot. The buzzer, and that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, Liberty 26, Thayer 11. We'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
Well, at the end of one quarter play, our score 26-11. Thayer Lady Bobcats on the short end of a 15-point lead. Liberty has come out red hot shooting the basketball in this game. Thayer Lady Bobcats, not so much. They have not shot the ball well at all. Even the point-blank range inside the lane has misfired. Riley Davis, 5 points to lead the Lady Bobcats. Liberty opens up second quarter with the ball, Chowning with it, weaves her way through the lane, throws up a yo-yo shot, no good. Henry got the rebound, going back up. It's blocked by Wheeler, and the ball goes off the hands of Thayer, out of bounds. It'll be Liberty Eagle ball. And a good crowd on hand on a Saturday afternoon for this one. This game to decide the SCA championship in girls basketball. Both teams are undefeated in SCA conference play. Liberty will inbound the ball under the bucket. Sharp brings it way out front, and Hillis going to be called for a foul. She tried to get up and knock it away from Hadley County. Foul on Caden Hillis will be her first. And the first team foul in the second quarter on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Just underway in the second quarter. Liberty with a basketball off the foul. Got it on the left side for Ellett. Ellett back out to Chowning. Coach Smith has used already about 10 different players in this game. Got some subs out there right now. Chowning with the ball out front. Feeds it over to Tharp. Tharp with a three-point try. No good. Rebound, Davis. Long pass out in front of Curley. Goes overhead and out of bounds. Davis has got to keep that ball. O'Reilly, the freshman, making a freshman mistake. Tried to throw that one out of traffic and airmailed it over Curley's head up the sideline. 7:14 to go in the half. Liberty with the ball and a 15-point lead. They get it to Henry. Henry, free throw line with a jumper. Up and no good. Rebound. Controlled by Bowers. Bowers up the floor for Thayer. Leads the break. Gives it out to Davis, and Davis is going to get fouled. It'll be on Bowers gets fouled. They foul on number 2, Holt. Will be her first of the game. First team foul on Liberty here in the second quarter. Lady Bobcats inbound down under the bucket. Looking, they'll bring it out top for Hillis. Holds it top of the key, swings it down in the corner to Bowers. Fakes the three. One dribble to the right. Gives it out front again to Hillis. Hillis will back it out there. Restarts the offense. A lot of standing around by the Lady Bobcats. Now they go to the high post for Bowers. Back out to Hillis. Over to Curley. She'll fire a three. That one's an air ball, no good. Rebounded by Davis in the lane. Kicks it out to Bowers. She'll fire a long one. It's good. Abby Bowers with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. She's got 7 in the game and pulls Thayer back to within 12. Here's Chowning, races down the floor, shoots a quick shot for the Lady Eagles, and a foul on the rebound. Shot by Chowning was no good. The foul's going to be on number 11, Ellett. Will be her first of the game. Team foul number 2 on Liberty, and Thayer now with a chance to get back to single digits. If somebody hits one from downtown, Thayer's made 2 3-pointers in the game, one by Davis, one by Ballard. Liberty has hit 4 in the game already. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Little weave out top. Hillis now down the left side of the lane. Goes to the bucket, counting in a foul. Cade Hillis with a nice move down the left side of the lane. She'll get credit for the bucket, her second of the game, and will go to the free throw line for the and one. Foul will be on Ashlyn Henry, her first of the game, and Hillis trying to make it a 9-point ball game. Well, Thayer has scored the first 5 points of the second quarter. Henry checks out of the game now. Corey Land is back in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Free throw for Hillis is up and good by Blessing. Caden Hillis now with 5 points in the game. And Thayer making a substitution. No, they didn't. Liberty did. Liberty with a ball in the backcourt. Channing trying to get away from the defense. It's Thayer with a full court pressure. Channing just races up past everybody. Gives it to Tharp for three, and it's good again. Number 24, Ella Tharp, with her second three-pointer of the game. She's got eight. And Liberty back up by 12, 29-17. Here's Bowers with three on the other end. It's good. Abby Bowers is at two in a row from downtown. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bowers with 10 points here in the first half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She's starting to heat up. Makes it a nine-point game. 29-20 is your score. Liberty with the ball. High post to Lynn. Gives it up. Gets it right back. Feeds it back over to Tharp. Now Chowning out top. Chowning going to the high post again. Turnaround jumper is up and good by number three. That is Jaylee Tharp. I think I called Tharp or Ella Phipps Tharp a while ago. It was Ella Phipps who has hit the three-pointer. Thayer with a basketball down 31-20. 5 minutes to go, first half. Davis going to a high post and got it to Bowers, and Bowers turns, tries to pass it down low to Wheeler, and she is fouled by Corey Lind. That'll be foul number two on Corey Lind. Where they're calling this game, really tight. This game may be down to a battle of attrition. Who's got the most players to finish? Curley will inbound on the baseline for Thayer after the foul. Got it into Hillis. Hillis into the lane, all the way across the lane. Gives up in the corner to Bowers. Bowers, long cross-court pass to Curley. Curley trying to get it down low. Ball stolen by Henry. Good anticipation by Ashlyn Henry. And got the steal. And here comes Liberty with the ball. He gets the ball to the high post. Now outside. There goes Phipps again. She hits another one. Number 24, Ella Phipps, with her third three-pointer of the game. She's got 11 to lead all scores. And now here's Bowers for a long three for Thayer. No good. Rebound to Phipps for Liberty. She throws a long pass up the court. Got it to Chowning. Chowning steps in the lane. Behind. Oh, back overhead with a reverse layup. And we get another timeout call by Coach Denny Young. It's all Liberty this afternoon. 36-20. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 16. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Oh, back after the timeout, 4 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the first half, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 16 on the road at Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty High School. I mentioned early, Liberty came out smoking tonight, senior night, or senior afternoon, I guess you might call it, and the seniors have responded for Liberty. Hadley Challing and Ella Phipps, a pair of seniors, both in double figures already in the game. Thayer with the ball out of the timeout. They get to Hillis on the left side. Hillis back it out between the circles. Brings it right side to Curley. Now in the corner to Davis. Davis draws the double team to her. Gives the ball out to Riley Pierce. Pierce now to Hillis on the left side. Hillis will hold it on the perimeter. Goes to the cutter in the lane. Davis, she'll take it back out front. Feed it to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Now kicks it out to Davis for three out of the corner. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Ashlyn Henry for Liberty. She gets it out to Phipps, up the floor to Chowning. Chowning will drive for the uncontested layup. Great ball movement by the seniors, the Liberty Lady Eagles, and they open us 18-point lead. Thayer with it out top. Hillis. Thayer just struggling to score, struggling to find shots. Here's Bowers with another three out of the left corner. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bowers with 13 of the Lady Bobcats, 23 points in the first half. Chowning walks the ball up the floor for Liberty. 3:07 to go in the first quarter. Chowning with it, gives in the corner, into the lane, down low to Henry, puts it up off the window and in. Ashlyn Henry now with 6 points in the game. And Thayer, long pass down the floor, got to Hillis. Hillis under the bucket, gets fouled, but she goes up with a shot. It was no good, but she will go to the free throw line and shoot two, and the foul is on number Ashlyn Henry, number 35. Foul on Henry will be her second of the game. Team foul, number 5, on the Liberty Lady Eagle. Hillis at the line, shooting two for Thayer. First one is good. And Henry will go to the sideline with those two fouls. Checking in for her, number 22, that is Holt. Another free throw for the junior, Caden Hillis for Thayer. Is up, and it's good. Hillis now with 7 points. Riley Davis only 5 points in the first half. Liberty's done a good job preventing the Thayer Lady Bobcats leading scorer from really kind of getting into any rhythm whatsoever in this game. Chowning with the ball for Liberty. Balls the double team to her top of the key. Feeds it off to Phipps. Phipps gives it back out to Chowning. Liberty can afford just to take their time. 15-point lead. 2.5 to go in the quarter. Here's the give inside and a little handoff. Shot no good. Rebound Bowers for Thayer. Lady Bobcats down 15 with the ball. Davis brings it to the top. Brings it over to Hillis. She'll fire a long 3-point shot. It's good. Caden Hillis in double figures now. That 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Lady Bobcats have kept the lead back to 12 again at 40-28. Liberty taking their time out front. They go now to the high post for Holt. Holt bounces it inside. Nice play to number 11, Ellis, who hits the layup. And again, Coach Denny Young wants a timeout, this time to talk to his defense. Minute 56 to go in the first half. 42-28, Thayer down 14. We're back to the Liberty High School in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back after the timeout. Minute 56 to go in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 14. Been a better second quarter for the Lady Bobcats. They scored 17 points in this quarter after only 11 in the first. Liberty scored 26 in the first. They scored 16 in this quarter. The first quarter ended up being the difference this whole game. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball, trying to go inside to the cutter. Bowers, she's going to get fouled. Number 3, Daly Tharp, will be called for the foul. Will be her second of the afternoon. Team foul number 5. That'll put Abby Bowers at the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Now they're going to inbound. They should be shooting 2. Yeah. Official scorekeeper notifies the officials. That's team foul number 5. Abby Bowers, who has 13 points on the afternoon to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats, will go to the free throw. Thayer needs every point they get at this point. Trying to fight back. They've been down by as many as 16 in this game. And the free throw for Bowers is good. So Abby, playing her last regular season game as a Thayer Lady Bobcat as a senior. 14 in the first half. Another one is up. That one bounces off the rim. No good. And a good box out and a rebound for Liberty. Down the Lady Eagles with a 13-point lead involved. Out over the Chowning. Chowning on the right side wing. Bounces it down inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Bowers. Good defensive play by Abby Bowers. She races up the floor. Going to the basket. Puts it up. No. No foul call. And ball gets on the floor. We get a held ball. Finally going to be the call. And it'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer down by 13. Bowers got mugged on her way to the basket that time and no foul call. After the officials have been calling this thing really tight. So Thayer will inbound with a minute 20 to go in the half, down by 13. Pierce looking inside, nobody open, brings the ball cross court. It's knocked away and out of bounds by the defense. Thayer will inbound it. Still on the baseline, this time over near the corner. Lady Bobcats trying to gather some momentum here going into the half. Down 13. Thayer to inbound it. They bring it out front for Hillis. Hillis back to Pierce in the corner. lobbing it down inside over the head of Abby Bowers and out of bounds. Pierce trying to lob it down to Bowers in the low block. Good idea. Just threw it over her head. Liberty comes the other way with a 13-point lead. Chance to make it 15 or 16 if somebody hits another one from downtown. They've been good. They've hit 6 3-pointers in the first half. It looks like Liberty here would like to run it down to the final shot of the half. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Chowning handles the ball out front. Feeds it around the horn now. Got it over to Phipps. Back out to Chowning on top. Chowning looking to penetrate. Pulls up free throw line. Gives it outside. 3-point shot is up. That one rattles in and out. No good. Curley with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats on the break. Davis up the right side. Taking the ball all the way down to the baseline. She'll back it back out. Give the Bowers for three more. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound. Going to go off the hands of Liberty out of bounds. It'll be Thayer, Lady Bobcat ball. 34 seconds left. Thayer trying to get back to within 11 here with just a bucket. Get back to within 10 if somebody hits a three. Here's Pierce off the inbound. Give to Hillis. 30 seconds to go in the half. Hillis handles it out front. That's the offense. They are overloading the left side of the floor. Got to Bowers. Out front to Curley. Curley into the lane. Pulls up with a short jumper. It's good. Nice play. Allie Curley. Her first 2 points of the afternoon. They are back to within 11. 42-31. Liberty leads with the ball. Counting in the backcourt. Steps across. Mostly guarded by Davis. Chowning looking to get open for a shot. Forces one up. It's no good. It's the buzzer. And that's the end of our first half of play. 42-31. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 11 as we head to the intermission. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
I'm back here at the Liberty High School halftime, and welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 11 at the half, 42-31. Thayer did make a run in that second quarter, as they were down 26-11 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Liberty 20-16 in the second quarter. As some shots started falling, it was just a matter of the Lady Bobcats. Just didn't look like they were ready to play when this game started. They couldn't hit any shots. They weren't rebounding the basketball. But it got better as the half went on, and the Liberty Lady Eagles riding momentum of senior night, and the fact that all five of their starters are seniors, they open up the game red hot. They kind of cooled off toward the middle of the second quarter. That allowed the Thayer Lady Bobcats to really kind of claw their way back into this game. Remember, Thayer's been down by as many as 16 points in this contest. They trail by 11 here at the half. This first half for a doubleheader coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. The Thayer Bobcats and the Liberty Eagle boys. You know, that one's always a dandy. And we'll have that one for you here on the radio as well. Are you listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report? We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We're back here at the Liberty High School. A little entertainment here at the half. They've got the elementary cheerleaders out here cheering with the high school cheerleaders. Always fun to see the youngsters out having fun at the varsity game. Big crowd on hand on a Saturday afternoon for this doubleheader of basketball today. And so far, it's been all Liberty Lady Eagles. Liberty with the lead over our Thayer Lady Bobcats, 42-31 here at the half. Let's take a look at the scoring. First up for the Liberty Lady Eagles, they're led by Hadley Chatting. The seniors got 14 in the first half. Ella Phipps has added 11. 5 for Jaylee Tharp, 2 for Corey Lind, 6 for Ashlyn Henry, and 4 for Ellis. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, are led by Abby Bowers. The seniors got 14 in the first half. 10 for Caden Hillis, only 5 for Riley Davis. That's for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They got to get Davis more involved in this offense in the second half. And Allie Curley with 2. That 2 came just before the buzzer in the first half. Only 4 Lady Bobcats have scored in this game. 6 Lady Eagles have scored. Both teams with 2 players in double figures in the first half. All right, Liberty got off to the early start. They led 26-11 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer outscored them 20-16 in the second to make it an 11-point game here at the half, 42-31. Both teams are in the locker room, and actually both teams just making their way up out of the locker room for their halftime warm-ups. We will take time out. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
And back after the timeout, the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 11 as both teams have made their way back out for their halftime warm-up. You know, the Liberty Lady Eagles came into this game averaging 63 points a game. They have scored 42 in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats only give up an average of 44 points a game, and you know, Liberty has scored 42 in the first half against the Lady Bobcat defense. On the other side, Thayer Lady Bobcats average 62 points a game. They've got 31 at the intermission. Liberty only allows 45 points per game. They've allowed Thayer to score 31, so both teams are scoring way above their averages in this one this afternoon. It's been a good ball game, and I think the second half will be more of the same. Again, you're listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. First half of our doubleheader, Thayer Lady Bobcats on the Liberty Lady Eagles. The winner of this game will be the SCA champion for the 2024-25 game or season. And, of course, Thayer, the number one seed in the district. Liberty, the number two seed in the district, which starts on Tuesday up at Kabul High School. So these two teams could meet again in the district championship if they are to get there. That's a pretty good district tournament. Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, matter of fact, immediately following this game, we'll have the Thayer Bobcat boys as they take on the Liberty Eagles here at the Eagles Nest. And if Thayer should win that one, they will at least clinch a try for the SCA championship. And if they lose that one, then Mountain Grove will win the SCA championship, depending on what Mountain Grove does this afternoon against the Willow Springs Bears. So a lot to be decided still yet in the SCA on the boys' side. We've got a whole half of basketball to play here before this SCA championship is decided on the girls' side as well. We'll say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Take another time out. We'll be back to the Liberty High School gym in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyke, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
She wasn't on the roster. Hi, everybody. We're back at the Eagles Nest here, high above the floor, and Mr. Alex Rutledge, a Birch Tree native, has come up to say howdy. Hey, Alex. I'm trying to figure out how to put the headphones on.
How you doing, Redbone?
I'm doing good. How are you, Alex?
Oh, man, what a game here today, huh?
It has been so far, but there's a lot of basketball to play. This one's far from.
Oh, I guarantee you. It's not, even though Liberty's leading, this game's not over. Their Bobcats is really, really good, these girls.
They
got to get it together.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the ball well early and got down big in the first quarter. And Liberty, being senior night, they just came out on fire.
Yeah, they did. Come out hitting good, and they're passing the ball. They're playing good.
Good team basketball.
Team. They
really are. All right. Good to see you.
Yep.
Good show this morning, by the way.
Oh, everybody's bragging on it. They love to hear Eddie Salter.
Yep. Everybody loves the turkey.
All right, we got two more parts of it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Alex. You bet. All right. Fair Lady Bobcats have taken the floor. So has the Liberty Lady Eagles. Eagles will open the second half with the basketball and an 11-point lead. Headley Chowning gives them a high post. Now down inside the Lind. Lind pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Bowers. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Chance to cut the lead to single digits. Bowers down the middle floor, misses the shot. Curley with a rebound. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Allie Curley with a good aggressive offensive rebound. She's fouled by number two. That is Savannah Holt. That'll be the first foul of the game on Holt. And Allie Curley for the Fair Lady Bobcats trying to make this a single-digit lead, and the free throw is up and good, so Curley has scored the last 3 points for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Remember, she had a shot just before the end of the first half to make an 11-point game and a 10-point game and a 9-point game. Fair Lady Bobcats, remember, have been down by as many as 17 in this contest. Now it's down to 9. Here comes Liberty with it. They'll swing it left side. Fifth with a long 3-point shot off the front rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, picked up by Liberty. Counting will bring it out to the corner on the right side. Goes to the high post to Lind. Lind turns, looking at the basket, tries to dribble in the lane, and she kicks the ball. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball, the chance to cut this lead to 7. Fair Lady Bobcat's trying to come all the way back against the Liberty Lady Eagles here at the Eagles Nest. And that looks like Liberty wants to apply a little three-quarter court pressure. A 1-2-2. Davis approaches the timeline, gets it across to Bowers, and Fair can get in the half-court set. Davis going to take things at the top, run it from the point. Looking to go to the right side of the floor, hands off to Bowers. Bowers looking inside, swings it over to Pierce. Pierce looking inside, nobody open, gets to Davis in the corner for 3, in and out, no good. And a rebound taken by Lind for Liberty. The Liberty Eagles lift the ball. They'll give the challenge. She'll walk it up the floor with 6:54 to go in the third. Counting right side to fifth, inside to Lind, who scores. Number 13, Corey Lind, with her first basket of the game, kicked out 4 points. So the lead back to 11. Fair with it. Bowers stepping in the lane, pulls up with a short jumper. It's good over the outstretched hands of Lind. Abby Bowers has been good tonight, 16 in the game so far. Back to a 9-point lead for the Liberty Lady Eagles, and they maintain possession of the ball. 44-35, Liberty. Out over to Fifth. Fifth going high post. Ball stolen by Bowers. The 3-on-2 for Thayer. To Hillis on the left side. To the bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound. Gets on the floor. We get a held ball. And a possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Substitution for Thayer. Savannah Wheeler going to check into the game. Allie Curley will check out. Thayer will inbound the ball just to the right side of the basket. On their end of the floor. Looking to run the inbound play to get 4. On every corner of the lane, Davis will inbound. And will bring it out top for Bowers. Bowers, quick pass down to Davis in the lane. Short jumper is up and good. Riley Davis. 7 points now on the night. And the Fair Lady Bobcats back to within 9. It's actually back to within 7. 44-37. Bears outscored Liberty in this quarter, 6-2 so far. Shouting handles the ball for Liberty, gives it high post to Henry. Henry trying to lob it down inside, throws it over everybody's head out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball, the chance to make it a 5-point game. Number three checking into the ball game. That is Jaylee Tharp. Ashlyn Henry checks out for the Liberty Lady Eagles. They lose some size there. Thayer will bring it down the court. 5:45 to go in the third. Down by 7. They go to Pierce. Pierce out on top. Wins it right side to Hillis. Now Davis over to Bowers. Bowers to Hillis cutting in the lane. Turns right. Lays it up and in. Caden Hillis makes it a 5-point game. 44-39. Liberty coming the other way with the ball. Counting. Crosses the timeline. Lady Bobcats a little more hop in their step here in this third quarter. And now we're going to get a foul out on the open floor. That'll be on Riley Davis. That'll be number two on the Lady Bobcat freshman. Tried to poke the ball away from Ella Phipps. Got her upside the head. Phipps says, I'm okay, and Liberty will inbound the ball right in front of Coach Smith. They bring it into Chowning in the backcourt with 5:13 to go in the third quarter. All of a sudden, this is a 5-point game. Liberty with it. Got it inside. Short jumper is up and good. Number 11, Ellett, 6 points in the ball game. Liberty found a hole in the middle of that Lady Bobcat zone. Here's Bowers, gives out to Pierce. Now back to Bowers, going to fire a three. It's good. Abby Bowers, 19 in the game, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back within 4, 46-42 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. And a long pass, almost stolen by Davis. Phipps picks it up, gives out to Chowning for a three. It's good. Hadley Chowning. She's got 17 in the game. Thayer comes the other way in a hurry. Down to Pierce in the corner. Looking inside, nobody open. Gives out to Bowers for three. It's good. Abby Bowers is at 2 in a row. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. We got a 4-point game, 49-45, with 4:20 to go in the third. And the Liberty Lady Eagles want a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the 2:29. Since the end of the first quarter, Liberty will have the ball to start the second or the fourth quarter with a 4-point lead. Chowning with it on the right side wing, steps inside the defense, shoots a floating one-hander, no good, but she fouled on the play. And this will be on Thayer Lady Bobcats number Allie Curley, number four, number two on Allie. Curley with two fouls, Pierce playing with three, Davis playing with three. For the Lady Bobcats. And Hadley Chowning at the free throw line for Liberty. First one is up and good. Young lady's about automatic from the free throw line. She has 18 points this afternoon. Only 4 here in the second half. Obviously 14 in the first half. She was red hot to open this game. Second free throw is up. Oh, and that was no good. So a 5-point lead for Liberty. Thayer with the ball. Bowers off the rebound. Races down the floor. Loses it on the way up. And it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Liberty defense. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats will trigger it in along the baseline, just to the left side of the glass. Chance to get back to within 3 here with the bucket. Inbound to Davis for 3, and it's good! Riley Davis from the left sideline. 12 points for the freshman. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. The Thayer Lady Bobcats back within 2 again, 56-54. Liberty with the ball, lobbing it inside. It's stolen by Bowers. Abby Bowers. Brings up the floor on the dribble drive. Leads down to Curley. Now Pierce. Out top to Davis. Davis defended by Chowning. Holds it out near the half-court circle. It's to Curley. Curley looking inside. Nobody open. Swings it back out to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate. Lays it up. And counting a foul. Davis has tied the game with a beautiful move down the middle of the lane at 56. For their 14th point of the game. The foul is going to be on Liberty, and Davis will go to the line shooting to break the tie at 56 with 7 minutes to go. Foul is on number 13, Corey Lind, will be her third for Liberty. Davis at the line, looking to break a 56 all tie. Free throw is up and good. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead for the first time in this game on the free throw by Riley Davis. 57-56. Thayer with the lead again for the first time in this game. Ball goes high post for Liberty. Back out front to Chowning. top of the key. Defense comes out on her. You have to. She can score from just about anywhere on the court. She'll back it back out now. The senior, taking her time, gives the ball up on the right side. Now to the high post and now to Phipps. Phipps in the lane, shoots no, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouled on number four, Allie Curley for Thayer. That'll be number three on Allie this afternoon. So Thayer now with three players with three fouls each. Pierce, Curley, and Davis. First free throw here for Ella Phipps, a senior from Liberty High School. No good. Left it short off the front of the rim. But Thayer maintains the one-point lead. And Phipps trying to tie it from the free throw line for Liberty. That one is up. That one's good. So Phipps now with 14. We're tied at 57. Davis brings the ball up the floor for Thayer. Lady Bobcat. It is to Curley on the right side. Curley out front to Pierce. Pierce back to Curley. Trying to drive the baseline. Now backs it out and gives to Davis. Oh, Davis out front. Had Hillis cutting down the lane. Didn't see it. Now Davis moves off the screen. Gives out to Hillis. Hillis to the right side to Pierce. Pierce down the corner to Curley. Looking to drive the baseline. Keeps it back out top for Davis. Davis will back it out and restart. 6 minutes to go in the game. Thayer, Liberty tied at 57. Bowers for Thayer to Pierce on the wing. Got it to Bowers. Bowers now to Pierce. Pierce back to Bowers, just playing catch. Now they go back to Davis. Thayer afford to run some clock here. Here's Davis looking to penetrate into lane. Throws up a shot. No, they're going to whistle it dead. We get a foul call. It'll be a bump before the shot. Foul is on number three for Liberty. That is Jaylee Tharp. That'll be foul number four on Tharp. So number 11, Ellett, checking back in as Tharp will go to the sideline for Coach Desi Smith and the Liberty Lady Eagle. Thayer inbound the ball in a tie game. Got it in. Bowers to Pierce. Now Davis to Hillis. Fakes the three, looking to go into the lane. Steps around the defense and lays it in. What a play by Caden Hillis. 16 for the Lady Bobcat Jr. this afternoon. Thayer back on top by two. 59-57 with just over 5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats back in that zone defense. Liberty working inside. Ooh, almost a steal by Davis. Ball goes inside now for Liberty. And a steal, off the hands of Hillis. Goes out of bounds. Liberty will inbound it down under the bucket. Not before they make a substitution. Holt, number 22, checks out of the game as Ashlyn Henry back in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Challenge, trigger the ball in. Down under the bucket. Looking, going to have to hurry now. And the inbound pass is almost stolen. We get a timeout called by Coach Smith before the 5 seconds. 59-57, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead by two with 5 minutes to play in the game. We'll be back to Liberty in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
We're back at the Liberty High School, and a big crowd has seen a good ball game here this afternoon. Liberty Eagles dominated the first quarter. They weren't with us early. Liberty led 26-11 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer outscored them in the second, 20-16, to make it a 11-point game, 31-42. And the Lady Bobcats, who are down by as many as 17, have taken a 2-point lead. Outscored Liberty 20-16 in the second quarter, 20-13 in the third, and have outscored them here in the fourth, 8-2, to take a 2-point lead, 59-57 with 5 minutes to play. And Liberty inbounds the ball, trying to get to Channing. She gets bumped out there by Davis. Davis going to be called for a foul, and for Riley Davis, that is her fourth foul of the game. A freshman in big foul trouble here, and she'd been a big part of this comeback. Only had 5 points in the first half. She's got 10 in the second. Liberty inbounds the ball, got it to Channing, out on the wing. Liberty will go high post to Lind. Lind back out to Channing. Liberty looking to get the tie or take the lead if somebody hits one, a deep one. Here's a steal by Bowers for Sayers. Trying to get it out to Davis, and the ball's run down to the backcourt. Here's a steal by Hillis, who scores the layup. Caden Hillis came out of nowhere to steal it and scores the layup, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by four. Biggest lead of the game. Here's Channing on the other end, forces the shot, no good. Rebound, back out by Channing and in. Channing now with 20 in the game for Liberty. Thayer with a two-point lead, 4:20 to go in the game. Handle it out front, Davis. Back it out, set the offense from there. Brings it on the left side to Bowers. Bowers goes high post to Davis. Gives it back over to Hillis. Hillis back out front. And over to Bowers. Bowers with a deep three. Bounces off the front rim. No, but she's fouled. And will go to the free throw line and shoot three free throws. Foul on number 11, Ellett, will be her third of the game. They are up by two, 61-59. And Abby Bowers going to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. First one is on the way for Lady Bobcat Senior. She left it short off the front rim. Trying to add to a two-point advantage here with 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Second one is up for Abigail. It's good. Bowers with 23 in the game. And here's Riley Joe Starl going to check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in place of Riley Davis. Davis with those four fouls, they're going to hold her probably for the final 2 minutes of this game. Here's Bowers hits another one. So Bowers with 24 this afternoon to lead all scorers in the game. The Liberty Lady Eagles walking up the floor, down by four. Been the biggest lead by the Thayer Lady Bobcats all night. Here's the pass inside, shot up by Lynn. No, long rebound comes out to Fitz, who shoots and scores for Liberty. Fitz with 16 for Liberty. Their Lady Bobcat lead is cut to two. Here's Bowers looking to move down the middle of the lane, shoot the short jumper. No, get their own rebound, going back up. Shot is blocked, and the rebound off the count. Liberty with a chance to tie here. Got it on the right side. Short jumper is no good. Rebound, Lind misses the putback, and Bowers clears the boards for Thayer. Got it out to Riley Pierce. Riley takes the ball across the timeline on the dribble, feeds it down to Curley, back out to Pierce. Thayer with a two-point lead in the ball. We're down to 3 minutes and change to go in the game. Here's a gift to Hillis, free throw line with a jumper. It's no good. Bounced on the rim about four times and fell off the side. Rebound Liberty. Lady Eagles with a chance to tie it again as we count down to 3 minutes exactly in the game. Thayer has come from 17 down, leads it by two. Channing out front for Liberty. Gives it over to Fitz. Back to Channing. Counting to Lind, outside, long shot is up. That's no good. And rebound taken by Riley Joe Sorrell for Thayer. Her outlet pass is tipped and goes out of bounds. And we get a timeout call on the floor. 2:43 to play in the game. Thayer leads it 63-61. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back with 2:43 to play in the ballgame. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead, 63-61. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball when we come out of the timeout. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today, including Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer. So both teams with three fouls here in the fourth quarter. So each team a couple of fouls to give before they put their opponent at the free throw line. Thayer will inbound the ball here, expecting full court pressure by the Liberty Lady Eagles, and they're going to get it. I believe Riley Davis has checked back in for the Lady Bobcats. Bowers brings the ball across the timeline for Thayer. They'll double turn team her first at the top of the key. Gives it to Pierce and now Hillis, who will just dribble out front. They are going to take their time here. They don't have to score. Here's Davis in the corner to Bowers. Back out to Pierce. Pierce holds it. Gives it back to Davis. Davis trying to go inside. to Bowers, and the ball is stolen by Lynn. And then Bowers is going to be called for a foul. Foul on Abby Bowers will be her first of the game. That's just a bad pass by Davis. Bowers tried to make up for it by getting it back, and she missed the foul. Non-shooting foul. Liberty with the ball now, down by two with 2 minutes to go in the game. Challenge to the top. He's on the right side. High post to Lynn. Inside, and a bucket for Henry. Ashlyn Henry ties the game at 63 with a minute 58 to go. Player with the ball, Davis out front. Takes it to the right side. Looking for a cutter. Now looking to cut into lane herself, and is going to get fouled as she makes the drive. Fouls on. Adley Channing will be her first of the game. You know who the best players in the games are. You get deep in a game, and they just pick up their first foul. Kind of like Bowers with Thayer, just got her first a minute ago, and now Channing her first. Thayer looking inbound the ball, got it to Bowers. Minute 48 to play in a tie game, 63-all. Pierce with it for Thayer. Dribbles away from the defense, gives to Hillis. Hillis outside to Davis. With Thayer dare trying to hold the ball for a minute and 30 seconds. Well, they try to go inside to Bowers, and Bowers gets fouled by Corey Lind. That'll be number four on Lind for Liberty, and that's team foul number five. That'll send Abby Bowers to the free throw line, shooting for the lead for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So both teams shooting two free throws from here on out when there's a foul. This one may come down to a free throw shooting contest. Minute 33 to go in the game. First one up by Abigail is good. Bowers with 25, her biggest offensive output of the season. I mentioned in the game last week that we had for you on the Ecom Sports Network, Abby really starting to round into shape. Second free throw is no good. We're at the one-point game. Henry got the rebound for Liberty. Out to Channing. Thayer leads 64-63. Channing going all the way down to the left baseline. Looking to penetrate. Tries to throw up a shot. No. Lind with the rebound. Gets fouled. That's going to be on Allie Curley, and that'll be number four on Allie. And it'll put Corey Lind at the free throw line. She is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. 4 points in the game. Trying to tie it and give her team the lead. The first free throw is off the back iron. No good. Minute 22 to go. Fans from both teams on the edge of their seat. And second free throw is up. And no good. Rebound taken by Henry. She gets tied up. And a held ball is going to belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer Lady Bobcats will get the ball on the alternating possessions with a minute 18 to go, up by 1 point. Substitution now for Liberty. Corey Lind will check out the game. Number 11 back in there. That is Ellis. No full court pressure here by Liberty. They'll pick up in the half court defense. Bowers, long pass down the corner to Pierce. Pierce for Thayer. Dolls a double team to her. Gives it out to Davis. Thayer can just hold it out here with a one-point lead. Davis has got it. Out between the circles. Backs up near midcourt. Dribbles away from the defense. Still on the dribble. Up the left side now. All the way to the wing. Turns and gets the seam to the bucket and brings it back out front with 53 seconds to go. Liberty choosing not to foul. Davis outside. Gives the ball up to Bowers. 43 seconds and Bowers is going to be fouled by number three, Jaylee Tharp. And that will be the fifth of the game on Tharp. Or they call it, they called it on Ellett, number 11. That'll be her fourth. Sorry about that. And Bowers going to line, trying to make it a two-point lead with 42 seconds to go in the game. First one is up and good. Abby with 26 on the afternoon. Lind is back in for Liberty as Ellett goes out. Another free throw, making a three-point lead, and it's good for Bowers, 27. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead 66-63. 38 seconds to go as Channing takes it across the timeline on the dribble for Liberty. Takes it all the way down to the corner, back to back out and around to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line with a jumper. No good. Rebound Bowers for 28 seconds. And Bowers is going to get fouled immediately by Phipps in the backcourt. We'll walk to the other end, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will shoot to try and add to a three-point lead. 26 seconds remain. An amazing game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, down by as many as 17 points tonight, or this afternoon. Here's a free throw for Bowers. First one is good. 28 for Abby. Leads the Lady Bobcats in scoring. Caden Hillis with 18. Riley Davis with 15. Another one for the senior. Good. 29 for Abby Bowers. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 5 with 26 seconds to go. Counting picks up the rolling ball at midcourt. Takes it to the right side. We get a whistle and we're going to get a foul call. Or we get a timeout. No, we get a timeout call. And now Denny Young wants to know why they stopped play. Davis had fallen down on defense. The official blew the whistle, never called a foul. And then Liberty called the timeout. So 68-63, Thayer leads it by 5 with 23 seconds remaining in the game. It'll be a Liberty ball when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
So back after the timeout, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 5-point lead, 23 seconds remain in the game. Don't forget second half of our doubleheader. Thayer Bobcat boys and the Liberty Eagles here at the Eagles Nest. That one will be a dandy, always is. And we'll have that one for you immediately following this one. We do hope to get a word with Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats at the end of this game. So Liberty didn't bound the ball with 23 seconds left, down by 5. You got to be thinking, counting. Or Phipps going to shoot a 3 here. If they miss and Thayer rebounds, there will be a foul immediately. Well, Thayer takes the floor. Liberty waiting to run the inbound. They got it to Channing. Channing, open out top. Feeds on the left side. That is Tharp. Tharp going to the baseline. Shoots no. And the rebound off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. That took 7 seconds off the clock. Liberty did not score. Lady Eagles will inbound to the left side of the bucket. Got it in the corner. Long shot is up. An air ball rebounded by Phipps, and Phipps is going to get fouled. I think they're going to hit Riley Pierce. And Riley Pierce calls the foul will be her fourth. Davis, Curley, and Pierce all with 4 fouls in the game for Thayer. And with 13 seconds left, number 24, Ella Phipps will shoot 2 free throws for Liberty. First one is up and good. Ella Phipps had a good night tonight. She's got 17 so far. We'll shoot another. Substitution for Liberty, number 2 checks into the game. That is Savannah Holt. And number 3, Jaylee Tharp, will check out. And now the free throw. Boy, the gym is quiet. Now these fans are on the edge of their seats. You know this is going to end. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Abby Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Got it to Davis, and Davis is going to get fouled as she makes the catch with 10 seconds remaining. And the foul is on number 35, Ashlyn Henry. It'll be her third of the game. And Riley Davis will go to the free throw line to try and make this a 5 and maybe a 6-point lead for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley, 15 points on the night, 10 of them in the second half, and the free throw is up and good. Dutchman struggled to find her shot in the first half, only 5 points. She'll shoot another, looking for point number 17, and a 6-point lead, and it's good. A full 2-possession lead, and 10 seconds on the clock. Counting gets the inbound pass, races up the floor for Liberty. Long 3-point shot is up, rims out, no good. Rebound by Lind, and she gets fouled as she tries to go back up. That'll be on Allie Curley. And that'll be number 5 on Allie Curley. She'll foul out with 2.3 seconds remaining. Savannah Wheeler will check in for her. And at the free throw line, number 13, Corey Lind will shoot 2. A round of applause for Allie Curley of the Thayer Lady Bobcats from the Lady Bobcat crowd. Probably a huge contingent of green here this afternoon. Lynn with the first free throw, no good. So it stays a 6-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. By the way, Thayer's outscored Liberty 19-9 in this fourth quarter. Now the free throw is up. That one's off the rim. No good. Davis with a rebound. Gets fouled immediately with 0.8 seconds to go. Riley Davis will go down the floor and shoot free throws. She runs down there with a big smile on her face. You got to love this young lady. The freshman, Riley Davis, she played with a smile on her face all the time. Doesn't seem to get rattled. She'll put the first free throw up. It is good. Riley Davis now with 18, looking for her 19th point of the game. Makes it a 7-point Lady Bobcat lead. And the second one is good. Makes it an 8-point Lady Bobcat lead. 71-64. Here's counting from half court for Liberty. That's no good. That's the final. The Thayer Lady Bobcats come from 17 points down and beat the Liberty Lady Eagles on their hardwood 71-64. Standing ovation from the folks in green as the Thayer Lady Bobcats have beaten the Liberty Lady Eagles and win the SCA championship, going undefeated in conference play, 7-0. Your SCA champs, the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Liberty Lady Eagles, they fall to 6-1 in conference and 17-9 on the season. Thayer Lady Bobcats pick up their 19th win of the year. They are 19-5, headed to the district next Tuesday. Actually, they won't play until Thursday in the semifinal. Wow, what a game. And again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a victory here this afternoon. Final score 71-64. We'll step away for just a minute. Coach Denny Young of the SCA champion Thayer Lady Bobcats will join us when we come back on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home